Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. And said, "The moment of surrender is not when life is over, it's when it begins." And then Lao Tzu said, "To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders." Welcome back to the Morning Coffee Podcast, talking about the realities of transformation. This will probably be the most unpopular phase of the journey, surrender, right? So we're going back and forth. And I talked at the beginning of last week about how I'm going to talk to you like you have a soul. And I only respond to people that talk to me like I have a soul. Because we're not talking about soul work, we're talking about ego work. And I'm not interested in ego work. I mean, again, I think there's a place for it. But what we're talking about here is the transformation of who you are into who you're really here to be. And that requires some stuff that is far bigger than ourselves. If you've grown up in the West, it may be a difficult word for you, right? Surrender might be really difficult. But you will stay oscillating back and forth between progress and regression until you accept the humility of your position as a human being. So I've talked a bit about Carl Jung's work this week, and him and then Joseph Campbell, who talks a lot about myth, he talks about this mythic structure that man lives within. And one of the things that living within a mythic structure has always historically done is give us this profound sense of meaning, right? We get a sense of meaning when we see our story nested within the larger context of a bigger story. And what I would say is if you start really listening to your soul, you'll see that it's not here to serve you, your individual I, right? Your ego. You'll see that it's here to serve humanity. It's here to serve the world. It's here to serve something bigger than yourself. Which is also why I say that when you prioritize yourself, if you're doing it right, you're prioritizing the world. Because you're becoming the best you for the best world, right? And that way, no matter, like we talked about building character, right? No matter where you find yourself, character can't be taken. Character can't let you down, right? So it's not worldly, it's otherworldly. It's something that you have within you. Also, I talked a bit last podcast about how Carl Jung, in his book, Memories, Dreams, in Reflection, talks about how he was trying to understand this mythic structure that seems to percolate within the human psyche. It just kind of comes forth from within human beings. And he was talking to this old Navajo chief, I believe out in Arizona. One of the things he said is we bring our sons up into this mountain for this religious, untold religious ceremony. And what it does is we help father, son. They conceptualize the son as the father. And they say, we go up there and do this ceremony and it helps father, son across the sky. And if we were to stop doing this ceremony, the sun would fall out of the sky in 6 to 10 years. Now, we hear this as a modern person and we're like, what? What are you talking about? But let's go a little bit deeper. Imagine the amount of meaning that your life has if the sun moving across the arc of the sky has to do with the way that you show up. And so all of these different mythic structures, you see the same idea, right? Same thing that emerges in the Bible is the idea, not that the sun crosses the sky, but the idea that the way that you carry yourself, the person you are, it matters in the unfolding of creation. So the way that you carry yourself matters. And so you can imagine that the modern person who's pulled from this mythic structure, it's a bit untethered out in the world. It's like, where do you develop meaning from? And for a finite creature to develop infinite meaning, I personally think is one of the, I think it's impossible personally. Now, you might not, right? So you might say, no, I can create meaning for myself and it's fine. And if that's true, seriously, well done. And I don't mean that pejoratively, because I really had a difficult time being untethered from any kind of mythic structure. Like, my life did feel a bit meaningless. And now the reason I'm saying all this about mythic structure and understanding that your story is nested within a larger story and that giving you a sense of meaning is because what surrender is that. Surrender is the recognition that there's a bigger unfolding going on here, and all I have to do is play my part. I said that for a finite creature to create infinite meaning, like, it puts so much burden on the finite creature's shoulders, because you're not here to play God. This is why Nietzsche said that the death of God was going to cause all of these atrocities in the 21st century, which it did. The reason he said that, though, is from a philosophical standpoint, is that humans don't have the ability to play God. Like, we're too finite in our awareness and our understanding. We have these egos, we have validation needs and desire needs and all these things that we're not omnipresent and omnipotent. We have a very finite awareness, as we've talked about on here. This is one of the things I noticed in my 20s for sure, is we're in this postmodern world right now. And what that means is that everything is relative, right? And that means that nothing is good or bad. It's all just, what's your truth? What do you think? And I am inclined to see the merit in that point of view. But if you play that philosophy out to its logical endpoint, and that's what I'm talking about here, right? The things we believe have implications in our lives, second, third, and fourth order effects that we don't see. And so it's worth understanding, okay, what do I believe about the world? And now if I follow that belief all the way out to its endpoint, where does that get me? Now, if everything is only right or wrong or relatively true for you, now what that means is you've just taken on the burden of deciding what's right and wrong. And that is very difficult. It's a bit like a finite creature creating infinite meaning. We have really good faculties to serve. Like, we can serve people, we can serve humanity, we can serve the world, we can serve the earth. But when we put ourselves at the very top of the value hierarchy, we become very self-serving. And I think that's one of the things that you're seeing in the world right now. It's one of the reasons I think that people are, well, depression is rising, even though comfort's going up, even though wealth is going up. The amount of people that are just killing themselves and taking the off-ramp early is going through the roof, and no one knows how to slow that down. One of the reasons I believe is a theory I've been working on, and please hold all of this with a grain of salt, of course, but one of the things I've been thinking about is this idea that, like, we just can't serve ourselves. Like, we're not meant to. We don't have the kind of psychological structure that can handle being at the very top of our own value hierarchy. And so, because what happens is you then take on the burden of being God. You take on the burden of knowing what's right and wrong. You take on the burden of knowing every single thing about the world. And that's why we have infinite anxieties, right? Because anxiety, it's like the shadow of consciousness, right? So you think you're conscious, which means you know that you know, right? You're aware that you are, of who you are. And anxiety is the recognition that there's something out there that you don't know. It's the unknown seeping into your consciousness, because you know that you know, but you also know that there's a lot you don't know. And so the reason I believe this fits into my theory is one of the reasons that anxiety is rising in the world today, and it is. You can just Google that shit and look at it. I think one of the reasons is because we've put ourselves at the top of our hierarchy, and the amount of unknowns, the things we really don't know about ourselves and about the world, it's all just coming at us from every angle, and we don't know how to stop it. But because we serve ourselves, we also don't know what to do. So we're in this really uncomfortable, difficult situation where we've taken on the burden of creating meaning for ourselves. Look, old myth doesn't work for everybody. You've got to find a mythic structure that you work to. And I think that if you can surrender to the universe, if you can surrender to the earth, if you can surrender to God, if you can surrender to something bigger than yourself, I promise that it will help out your psychological well-being, so to speak. Like, it will help out that process of realizing, oh, I'm falling over and over, right? Remember we talked about falling down 7, getting up 8? You fall down 7, it's like, okay, we'll fall down 107. Well, now you fall down 207. Now, if you're God, if you've taken on the burden of being the top of your own value hierarchy, you're gonna have a judgment call about why you can't seem to get it right. But when you understand that you're only human, and the only thing that could ever be rightly expected of you is to be human, what that does is it puts you in right relationship with the entirety of the cosmos. It puts you in right relationship with your entire life. And then when you fall down, it's a bit easier to be like, yeah, I fell down because I'm human. And so you got to do the human thing and you just own it. No one's expecting you to be different. We have to be really careful, honestly, about trying to put ourselves at the top of our hierarchy. You know, you see this in politics too. I think it's one of the reasons there's probably many, but everybody has to have the answer, right? It's so unacceptable to not know. So then we go into the pandemic. We're in a world where no one's ever been in, obviously, that anyone that's alive today hasn't been through a pandemic. But we look at the president, we're like, you have to have the answers. Okay, you need to not know because you don't know. During the presidential debate, there was a time where both Biden and Trump were asked, do you know what it's like to be an African-American woman and have to send your kids into the city and to be scared about whether or not they might return? Now, I don't remember what their individual answers were, but both of their explanations started with yes and. No. Excuse me? You old white person? No, you do not know. And so we have to be okay with being human. Remember, if we're expecting people to be more than they are, we're putting them in a position that they cannot win. And if people in your life are expecting you to be more than you are, you're being put in a position that you cannot win, because all that could be rightly expected of you is to own the experiences you've had, the world that you're in, and to let the rest go. And so just surrender to what you're not. Surrender to something bigger than yourself, and it will ease the reality of this transformational process, which can be quite painful. Anyway, that's been my experience. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.